Good morning. High pressure continues to establish itself over interior New York and New England, both at the surface and aloft. The combination is a beautiful start to the day, a little bit crisp in the 20s and lower 30s in most places, but with a clear sky and the sun just coming up now. And as that sun gets higher in the sky, things will warm up nicely. Just a light breeze out of the north at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this will help temperatures push through the 30s and 40s, and today even through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark on average for afternoon highs. Mostly clear and seasonably cold again tonight, with temperatures dipping back down toward freezing. This will set us up for a beautiful weekend with that ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere cresting over top of us. Both Saturday and Sunday will be well above normal, with mostly sunny skies in the lower to mid-60s tomorrow and upper 60s to even around 70 degrees with full sunshine on Sunday. A cold front will sag to the south from southern parts of Canada and in our direction during the day on Monday. So while we will start off with full sunshine, gradually clouds will increase from north to south. Out ahead of this front, I still think temperatures will manage to get well up into the 60s on Monday afternoon. Although as the front gets closer, we do run the risk of a few late day showers, especially in the northern half of New York and New England. The rest of us will have a few showers with that front passing through from north to south Monday night, and first thing Tuesday morning, a couple of showers as well. Then on the back side of the front Tuesday afternoon, high temperatures will be back into the 50s. It'll stay in the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday before rebounding back into the 60s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, snow will increase in intensity across the central Rockies and will persist through tomorrow as the storm crosses the Four Corners region and tracks eastward. This system will bring significant snow accumulations to the central Rockies and portions of the Front Range from Colorado to southeastern Wyoming, with amounts of 10 to 20 inches possible. Precipitation across the northern high plains will transition to a mix of rain and snow, or all snow, by late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Excessive rainfall will be possible for western portions of the Central Plains tomorrow and Sunday, and in turn will increase the threat for flash flooding. Meanwhile, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms are forecast for areas east of the frontal boundary in the central and southern plains. The warm and unstable environment will be conducive for strong to severe thunderstorms to develop over the next couple of days. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has highlighted areas in the southern and central high plains as having a slight risk for severe thunderstorms both today and tomorrow, with south central Texas as the favorite area on Sunday. Periods of heavy rain will be possible as storms will likely develop and track through the same locations. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 19 degrees with a north wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, beautiful sunshine and 34 degrees, the dew point 23, 64% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.45 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 12 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston sunny, breezy near 50, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 58 degrees, the low 31. The average temperature 45, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 16.9 inches for the season, which is 42.6 inches of snow below normal. There were 20 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 360 for the month, and 4,971 for the season, which is below normal by 1,189 heating degree days. The average high temperature in Albany today, 58 degrees, the average low, 37. The record high 86 set in 2003, and the record low 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:13 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:38 p.m. 13 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the middle and upper 50s. Clear tonight with lows near 30. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs right around 60. Clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, lower to mid-60s. Mostly sunny, even warmer Sunday, upper 60s to around 70. Sunshine giving way to clouds Monday, a late-day shower possible in the northern half of New York and New England. High temperatures ahead of the front in the mid to upper 60s. 50s on Tuesday with a chance of showers. 50s Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds. And a mix of sun and clouds again on Thursday with highs back into the 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.